So sometimes we may feel that we are, our life is very packed, yeah. So we cannot meditate. Yeah, maybe some days our day, we is too packed, where it's filled with maybe family duties, yeah, work duties. Yeah. Sometimes maybe it's not so packed also. Yeah, and maybe. We are just not in the right frame of mind. Mm. But what is the right frame of mind to meditate? Yeah, what is the right frame of mind to meditate? In a way, it is when you are content with nothing much, with having nothing much. Not that you are not not you are discontented. It is that when you're content with not having much things happening. When you see the value of observing the breath. Yeah. Deep down inside, maybe it's not that we don't value. But it's just that there are other activities that appear more valuable to us. When does it appear more valuable to us? When we are infatuated with it. Infatuated, I chose the word infatuated because infatuation doesn't mean that there's no value. It just means there is a superficial value. If you think about it, all the things that people do in their life have some value, at least to that person. You know? Even when some people go and do graffiti, they spray paint. Yeah, to most people, especially the owner of the car or the house, it is of no value. In fact, it's detrimental. Yeah, but to the person spraying, there is some value, at least at that moment. Until he or she is caught. Yeah. So I call it infatuation because it is a superficial perception of value. And the thing is, even that is enough to overcome our wisdom, yeah, in seeing the value of meditation. Yeah, I say this because I'm an expert in this area. Huh? Yeah, expert in what sense? Expert in seeing the wrong value. Yeah, seeing the wrong value. Sometimes I catch myself, and then I wonder, hey, if I have half an hour, I'm willing to quickly open up my computer and, you know, squeeze in a new feature, you know. Why am I not willing to spend that half an hour to squeeze in 30 minutes of mindfulness? Why do I have to wait until I am ready to do 1 hour, then I do? Yeah. Yeah. So I tell you because I catch this. Yeah. But sometimes I don't catch also. There's this group chat, meditation group chat. Those who are inside, you may notice, maybe 2 days ago, there was this student, Sai Kiang. So she mentioned about how sometimes she'll wake up in the morning, yeah, and then her intent is to meditate. But then she'll end up thinking maybe she will meditate at 6:30 or something. But in the end, she'll snooze and then end up not meditating. Yeah. A few things about that. Yeah, I thought that was very honest, you know, in the public group chat, not personal message to Sifu. So she asked, like, what can she do? Yeah. So I shared with her, a lot has to do with developing that habit, a new habit. That the moment you wake up, to just do something simple, to start a regime that is simple enough for you to do. So I shared with her what works for me, which is the moment you wake up, to just go and freshen up. And for me, I will do a light offering, I do prostration. And usually by then, you are quite awake already. Yeah, you are usually quite awake by the time you finish all that. Then, not to go back to the bedroom, but do your sitting immediately. Yeah. No matter how long or how short, just do it. And then I further added that to do it yourself can sometimes be very challenging. Yeah, no motivation. Meditation is like going to the gym, you know, yeah, or going to yoga. If you go with a friend, then, you know, every week, either you text your friend or your friend will text you. You have a you have a buddy to motivate you, you know. Yeah, don't start off, wow, okay, I will do Ru Xiang Zhan, then I will chant Jing Gang Jing, wow, then Sui Chan, whatever, wow, 2 hour puja. Yeah, actually not difficult to do. You do it once, not difficult. You know, followed by 2 hours sitting. You do it once, not difficult. Do it every day, ah, that's the challenge. So I shared with her on the chat, as I told her, you can also consider that when you are doing your sitting, from 5:30 until 7, there are people doing sitting also. Let's all commit to doing some practices. Maybe some can do more, some can do less, some may do earlier, some may do later. Yeah, so I told her. And then she said, okay, she will try. So the next day, so usually, because I give myself this excuse, don't follow me, okay. My wake up time is sometimes quite erratic. Some days I wake up at 3 plus 4, sometimes I wake up at 4 plus 5, sometimes I wake up at 6 plus. So that day at 6:30, I was still thinking, and one thought came up, maybe I'll snooze, a bit tired, you know, these few weeks, a lot of classes, a lot of talks. And then I remember this student who needs some support from others to meditate together. So I thought, hey, I call her, how can I leave her alone, you know? Yeah, so I quickly wash up, did the standard routine, and then did sitting.